anytime Vince comes back to Toronto, it's a big story, obviously, because of his history with this city, the impact he's had, not just on the Raptors, but on the sport in this country, which has been huge. I gotta ask you this. You know, there are a lot of guys. I mean, Vince was a huge star, and there are a lot of guys who sort of, once their minutes would get cut down, and once they weren't able to do what they could do, they probably wouldn't feel like just sort of hanging around and being a good teammate and teaching guys and taking advantage of opportunities when they present themselves. Are you surprised that Vince still has the desire to do this? Because I don't care how many minutes you're playing or what you're doing, you still, to be an NBA player at Vince's age, you've made a commitment to doing something. Are you surprised at how it's gone?
I'm surprised how long he's played. Mm-hmm. It's pretty amazing. But, you know, Vince has been a great inspiration, you know, for this team. And, you know, he has been, you know, as a player in this league. But more importantly, for young guys who are trying to really learn how to play the game, to have a guy like Vince around, it's been a blessing because, again, you know, he can give them some real insight how they should conduct themselves, how they should prepare themselves to play.
You know, one of the other things that has always fascinated me about guys like Vince and guys like yourself. I mean, you guys, you know, human highlight reels. I mean, you know all the stuff. We know all about the history, the dunks and the great plays and all that. And you know, to me, it takes a certain type of athlete to be able to relate to players who may not be able to do that, you know, who may not be able to reach the same levels literally and figuratively as you did. What's the key to that, to being patient with guys who may not be able to achieve the levels you achieved?
Well, you know, I ask kids all the time, if you had to be a great athlete or a great basketball player, what would you choose? And you know, a lot of kids would say a great athlete, and that's their first mistake, you know, because a great athlete going to give you a lot of oohs and ahs, but a great player is going to beat you every night. And, you know, and you, if you're fortunate enough to be both, you know, like a Vince, like a Jordan or Magic and a lot of these guys, and like myself, you know, it's a blessing to have both skill sets. But, you know, you got to learn how to play the game on the ground as well as man. What I mean by that, become more fundamentally sound. And as these guys grow and as continue to develop, that's the thing that you have to work on, is becoming more fundamentally sound, because it's going to still make you a great basketball player, even though you may not be a super athlete.
Mm. Dominic, do you like the game the way it is right now? You know, we've talked about how it's the emphasis in 3-point shooting, and the game's obviously in transition at this point in time. I mean, I love 3-point shooting, but I mean, I'm 58 years old, and I also kind of long for days where there was a lot of stuff happening under the basket, you know, and every now and then it would be broken up by somebody dunking the ball. That to me is a basketball I grew up on.
Well, in the game, I think it needs a little more balance, you know. You know, the threes are a great weapon, but it's not the end-all, be-all. You know, you got to be able to, because when those threes aren't going, what else do you have? You got to be able to play the game inside as well as outside. You know, and people always talk about the mid-range game, and they want to discredit the mid-range game, but guys like Kawhi Leonard and even Steph Curry and Durant, all those guys who make a lot of mid-range shots, mm-hmm. you know, because when that three ain't going, you got to have an equalizer. And that equalizer is shooting a mid-range shot, which is a high percentage shot. So, you know, I have games where I've had 40-plus points and never took a three.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, you know, they all count when they add up.
What should we know about Lloyd Pierce, the Hawks head coach? He's a young coach. I think he's 8 months older than Vince. What should we know about him? And Dominic, where are the Hawks right now? And what is the timeline of development for this team?
You know, Lloyd Pierce is a great individual. I mean, a great individual. I've known him a long time. And I think he will be a great coach as he continues to grow as a young coach, you know. And, you know, to take a team where you're developing and really teaching these guys how to play the right way and teaching them, you know, camaraderie and rhythm and, you know, more importantly, just how to play the game and not trying to do too much. And I think he's the perfect guy for our team to do that.
One of the things with the Hawks, we mentioned they've won 6 of 10. They also lead the NBA I believe they lead the NBA in pace. At least they did going into the last game. What are the Hawks looking to accomplish this year? I mean, look, I understand, obviously, you want to win as many games as you can, make the playoffs. But, I mean, what's the important thing for the Hawks this year going forward? And how soon can you kind of get back to where the Hawks were a couple of years ago?
Well, the thing is, you're trying to grow. You're trying to build chemistry with a young team and continue to add pieces to that chemistry. And it doesn't happen overnight. You know, it takes time. And I think we're on the right track. Again, if you see how our team is playing, you mentioned John Collins. I mean, from last year to now, this guy has a 360-degree turn, how consistent he is each and every night. And so you see the growth in the maturity level is starting to materialize, and that's under Coach Pierce's tutelage with these young guys. So it's starting to develop, but that development takes time.
Mm. And in addition to development, Dominique, is there a commodity or an element to the game that you know the Hawks need a little more of in order to speed the rebuild along, or is that just going to come with experience?
It's going to come with experience and time and just maturity. You know, if guys can mature as quickly as a guy like John Collins has done in the last year. I mean, you know, that's the beauty of it. But, you know, again, it just takes a little time and a little patience. And, you know, but I wish you asked a question about how the game is played.
Mm-hmm.
I wish guys had a little bit more leverage, or I should say opportunity defensively to guard. And the way the rules have changed, guys don't have that ability to play defense like they used to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems now that quite often – a lot of defense, and I know one of the things that the Hawks are really good at are the hustle stats, if you want to call them that. But it seems now a lot of times, Dominique, that's what a lot of the defense is. I mean, it's hustle, which is great, but it's not the same, is it? It's not the same as sort of the more composed defense.
No. And if you in the playoff, when you get really deep into the playoff, what's going to win championships is defense. And then most people think it's offense, but it's not, you know, because, you know, look at the way Houston has played over the last couple of years, and they've won 60 plus games
mm-hmm.
in the playoffs. When teams slow it down, they really focus on, you know, making other people beat them, you know, and the defense dictates who wins and who doesn't.